From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer is appealing for unity following a Senate vote to impeach and remove his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary rules during her 2014 re-election.
Presente e futuro nos desafios.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, acknowledged challenges ahead with recession and political division. He expressed hope to pass on a country that is reconciled, pacified, and growing. In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed the hope for continued good relations with America's southern neighbor.
We're confident that we will continue the strong bilateral relationship that exists between our two countries as the two largest democracies and economies in the hemisphere. Brazil and the United States are committed partners. We cooperate with Brazil to address issues of mutual interest in the 21st century's most pressing global challenges. We plan to continue this very essential collaboration.
Mr. Temer, who is to remain in office until 2018's election, along with much of his cabinet, is a target of corruption investigations. Ms. Rousseff called the 61-20 Senate vote to remove her a parliamentary coup by an economic elite determined to undo 13 years of social programs that have lifted millions out of poverty. In Gabon, opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping said at least two people were killed when security forces stormed opposition headquarters after incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner of Saturday's election. Clashes erupted in the streets of the capital, Libreville, between opposition supporters and police. Parliament building was set afire.
Bongo Ondimba Ali.
Gabon's interior minister announced the official results Wednesday, an outcome that was supposed to have been made public Tuesday. It was a narrow win for Mr. Bongo, receiving just under 50% of the vote. Ping got over 48%. This is VOA News.